Blackstone Audio presents Cooked by Jonathan Mayberry. This book is read by Tom Weiner. 1. Billy Sparrow was high. Almost high. The almost part was a bitch. It was a heartbreak. He needed to get high enough to fly away, like Cooter promised they could do. But he wasn't high enough for that. For Billy, the high used to start before he even clicked his lighter to smoke the ice. Meth was always like that. You even think about it, you get a tingle in the balls and a flutter behind the eyes. High before you're high, that's what Cooter used to say. Cooter used to say a lot of stuff. Cooter was pretty funny. He had Billy laughing the first time they smoked meth. Called it meth and friend of mine. That was funny. He and Cooter would smoke so much they'd get pipe drunk. And then everything was funny. Peeling wallpaper was funny. A cockroach swimming in his cereal bowl was funny. Even watching Carla, that scratchety Ann Crankho, pick at her blisters was funny. That was a long time ago. The anticipation wasn't the same. The high wasn't the high anymore. Now, when Billy popped a lighter under the quartz, all he felt was bad stuff. His stomach was full of bees, and there were thorns in his head. Even when he sucked in that first lungful and the world fell off its hinges. That used to be epic. That used to be the fucking it. Now it was like opening a door into a haunted house. Cooter was in that haunted house, too. Sitting there, grinning at him with crooked teeth surrounded by charred skin, staring with eyeballs that had been boiled white in the fire. If Billy smoked too long, he could see Cooter die all over again. It was like a big DVR playing the scene over and over again in his head, surround sound and everything. No amount of smoke could bury that, and the deeper into the high Billy went to hide from it, the clearer the picture got. 2. They'd come in a couple of Escalades, Pirelli and his posse of six wise guy wannabes from Newark, rolling up to Cooter's little place on Dufresne Street. White boys dressed like they thought The Sopranos was on the fashion channel. Pointy shoes and tight pants and shirts open to show Neanderthal hair on their chests. Acting tough, hoping to be noticed by guys who are tough. Talking trash. Carrying baseball bats and gas in red plastic cans. Billy was in the attic, huddled over the last fumes in a pipe. He heard the shouts, but at first that didn't mean shit to him. You get high, you hear stuff. Some highs are good, some highs blow. People steal shit from each other. There are fights. It's no big.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?